अपना जो गुरु धरल छथि और गुरु माया जो ये स्टिल आई हैव नॉट सीन हिम बट व्हेन आई हर्ड दैट ही इज अ वेरी गुड फ्रेंड ऑफ अवर गुरुदेव एंड ही इज सो मच सिंसियर वैष्णव एंड गुड राइटर माई टेक देम अपॉन हिम I wanted to take the son of Abhay Charanabinda Prabhu. In the meantime, about in 1948, I went with our Gurudev in Calcutta, where our Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti was established by my Gurudev. My Gurudev told that at that day, in 1931, he established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti in Bagh Bazar, both Paralim, and so many renowned persons like Sridhar Maharaj, like Swami Maharaj, at that A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Prabhu, and so many disciples of Prabhupada were there. Also my Gurudev used to go to with Sridhar Maharaj to the place of house of Swamiji. At that time he used to live in Allahabad and he established any medical store. There I saw Bhaktivedanta Prabhu. He was so always smiling, always cutting jokes with our Guruji. And isn't that they are bosom friends, God brother. Seeing his first glance, I became so near and dear to him also. He used to love me and to talk so many things with me. He used to speak with me in Hindi. Then I heard from my Gurudev there that when Gaudiya Math, there was a revelation in Gaudiya Math after the aprakat of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. The parties of Anantabhai today, like a Brahman, he wanted to make arrest all the senior Vaishnavas who were against him because he was not of good character, and that is why Swamiji and all were against them. He wanted to make arrest all the Prabhupada senior Vaishnavas, and if they were sentenced to death, so any case was also filed in court of Kolkata or Krishnagar. Then he came to Swamiji, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, at Allahabad and stayed with him for so many months there. And there they always were in Harikatha and writing all of the things. So they had become more and more nearer and nearer. Then from Prabhupada, our Gurudev, he told me that when I established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, I was thinking, what name should be given to our society? It at once reflected in my memory that Prabhupada has given me all Vedanta books to me, and he has ordered me to preach Vedanta in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave to Sarvabhaumacharya, am in the line of Guru Goswami, who has done six sandarbhas, and in them about 250 sutra has come, and he has explained. And in order of in the line of Balaji Vidyabhushan, who has done Govinda Bhaskar of Vedanta Sutra. So really, Vedanta means the essence of all the Upanishads, and it is certainly bhakti, because in Vedanta Sutra it has been written that api sanradhane prasakta anumanabhyam. Anumanabhyam. Here in Srimad Bhagavat it has written that there has come a word sanradhana. In Bhagavate, Srimad Bhagavate, it says, "Ten o'clock, Bhagavan Hari reads for us." And here, Sanatana Goswami Ji, Goswami Ji, Srimad Bhagavate Thakur has explained that in this slok, the name of Srimati Radhika has come. Because Anaya Radhito, Radhito means Srimati Radhika is denoted. So Apisan Radhane, Radhika's name has come, and his Aradhana to Krishna, or the Aradhana of Krishna to that very special gopi, is Sanradhana. By that Krishna can be achieved very, very in short time and easily. So Vedanta always directs the Aradhana of Krishna to Radhika, or Radhika Aradhana to Krishna. So I am an object of the Vedanta, and the Vedanta Sutra is frame of Radhika. So Krishna prem is the highest topic thing, and it is the object of Srimad Bhagavat and all epics, Ved, Upanishad and all. And that is why Baldev Vidyabhushan has written Govinda Bhaskya. Who is Govinda? The Aradhya Deva of Srimati Radhika is Govinda. Our Govinda, who has done Aradhana of Srimati Radhika. And that is why Bhagavad Vidyabhushan has explained very in good way that Vedan denotes only the love of gopis towards Krishna, especially of Srimati Radhika. So Prabhupada has given name of Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Bhakti Vedanta Prabhu, that is Adhi. So why should I not take this title for my Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti? So I decided to take that name of the given by Prabhupada to Bhakti Vedanta Swami. And that is why I kept the name, I suggested name, and determined it to establish Gaudiya Vedanta Society. Not only this, I also gave sannyas to Bhaman Maharaj, Narayan Maharaj, myself, and Sridhar Maharaj. And Gandhi gave our name Upadhi, Bhakti title, Bhakti Vedanta Vaman, Bhakti Vedanta Narayan, Bhakti Vedanta Vikram, and so many about 25 sannyasi. So that anyone can know that this is the line of the Bhakti Prajnan Kesava Goswami Maharaj in my line, Gaudiya Vedanta. So I took this name from Eti Bhakti Vedanta because Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati has given this name to me. I became the Shraddha came to in my heart towards Eti Vedanta Swami, that Prabhupada has given this name especially to him, and our Gurudev has accepted this for society and for his sannyasi disciples. After that, about 2 or 3 times I met Sati Bhakti Vedanta Swami, one at Kolkata Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, both parallel. And at the time of when our Guru Maharaj was feeling not well, because his health was not stable, so Swamiji has come to see our Gurudev. And second time in Navadvip Alta. After that, in 1944, I came in Mathura to Saudi Gaudiya Math. And I was in charge of this Kesavji Gaudiya Math. Also, our Guru Maharaj has started Bhagavat Patrika and Gaudiya Patrika in Bengali and Bhagavat Patrika in Hindi. I was editor of this Bhagavat Patrika. Swamiji used to give articles, poems and other things, a story in Gaudiya Patrika. And I used to translate in Hindi and used to give it in my Bhagavat Patrika. There are so many articles in Bhagavat Patrika about Gita, about so many things. At last thing, I don't remember the year, he, Swamiji, shop, workshop and shop in Allahabad was sold. And moving here and there from Delhi and all other places, he came to our special Gaudiya Math. At that time, fortunately our Guru Maharaj was also here. He met with Guruji. Maharaj became so much pleased to have Eti Vedanta Bhakti Swami. Eti
Bhakti
Abhay Charanar Dullab Prabhu. And Eti Vedanta Swami told that I want to meet here someday. Our Guru Maharaj told that you should live forever with us, with me. I will never leave you. And I am giving a room for you and all the things which are necessary for you, I will give you, supply you everything. You should be here. Only some books were with me, and at that time he was translating Chaitanya Charitamrita in Hindi also, and also in English. And he has published 3 books, 3 volumes of Srimad Bhagavat second and third canto. And it was published from Delhi. And more he was writing all these things. He was also writing articles for Gaudiya Vedan, Gaudiya Patrika, and also for Srimad Bhagavatam. And up till now he has established Back to Godhead Hindi Sanskaran, Hindi edition. And in this he was giving Chaitanya Chaitamrita and all other things. By side and by side, bitter bitter color. By side and by side, my room, he was living here and always meeting. I wanted to hear his Srimad Bhagavatam discourse. And so all the educated persons of Mathura used to hear. So Swamiji began Srimad Bhagavat, sometimes Gita also. At that time, in the beginning, I used to sing, and Swami Maharaj used to play on Madanga. And he was very fond of my kirtan. Then, after some time, I told him that you are so qualified. I think if Prabhupada was Prakat, present, then he should have surely given you sanna, and he has engaged you in his preaching. I will pray my Gurudev to give you sanna. He told that, I remember one thing. Then Prabhupada gave me initiation and ordered me to read Chaitanya Chaitamrita and Srimad Bhagavata also and chant and to write English articles for harmonists and certain all these things. Then I read a slope in Srimad Bhagavatam that Harishya tad dhanam sanai yasya am anugranami harishya tad dhanam sanai. And I was sharing that if I will do bhajan of Krishna, I will have to beg, I will be beggar, everything will be snatched from me, Krishna will take away. But I was hearing that I will chanting and serving Krishna. I was doing practicing bhakti. I thought in some years my form was medical form was ruined. My shop was also fell and everything became like so. And also my father and my sons and my wife also they became opposite to me. Only one son, the younger son, who was somewhat a rebel to me, but he was also not chanting and being initiated. I saw that by the grace of God, everything Krishna, it is going on. I should take some if you are. So, in the same time, our Gurudev, I was sitting there, Gurudev and Avacharna Prabhu were sitting in my Gurudev's room, and my Gurudev told him, they tested him, that, oh, Vedanta Prabhu, you are so qualified person. You can preach so well in Western countries, so I request you to take sannyas and to preach with your whole energy. At first he was not ready to take sannyas, but was blocked by all Guru Maharaj, myself, and Sanatana Prabhu. Sanatana Prabhu told that if you will take sannyas, Vedanta Prabhu, then I will also take sannyas. And he met them in enthusiastic. His age was about 96, Sanatana Prabhu, but yet he was ready to take sannyas. And seeing this, Bhaktivedanta Swami also, he was agreed to take this sannyas. And this sannyas, Guru Dev told me to prepare for all these things, his danda and everything, and he will be given sannyas here in Keshavji Gauriya Math in the front of duty. One thing I have forgot to tell that in the meantime, after taking sannyas, he went to Jhansi for preaching, and people liked his preaching, and they wanted to give some land for a mosque there. But after that, he called our Gurudev and us there to establish the mosque. But at last, they were not ready to give. So a Vigra Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was to establish in that mosque in Jhansi. He took that Sri Vigra Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he took it to in Sri Keshavji Gauriya Math. And in 1934, it was established with Radha Vinodji Hariji also, that Vigra. And up till now, the Vigra is there and we are all serving. So, at the time of taking sannyas, I made a danda for him. I made prepared cloth, bowl bath and uttariya for him. And I did yajna, fire yajna, and chanting Hare Krishna Kirtan also. Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, one of the prominent disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, a suicide brahmachari and Kunji Bihari brahmachari and all the brahmachari. He was going on Hare Krishna Kirtan. And everything was in under the guidance of Kirtan. Sannyas was given to him. And Sannyas mantra, our Guru Maharaj gave him, he gave him danda, copying with Saptak Vidhi, Sapkriya Sadhutika and Sanskar Dutika. And then he went to again to preach here and there. Especially at that time he was writing the translation in English of Srimad Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Our Guru Maharaj after some time went to Calcutta and he was living with me, always discourses Kirtan path with me, and I used to serve him in every respect what he wanted. I used to supply him. Then there we were both living in adjacent rooms. Sri Vigra were established. Then we come to courtyard in front of Natamandir. And in front, in this room, they used to live and I used to live here. And then he wanted, he used to call me, or I used to go to him and to do so many services. After that, our Guru Maharaj left for Navadvip Dham. And I was here. He told that I want to go to preach in Delhi. In Krishna Mandir, in Krishna Mandir. And he told me to set me with for Sunday. I also went there. I went there 2 or 3 times with him. I was there. Sometimes he used to send me to preach in Delhi in spite of him. When Krishnananda came first time in Delhi with Swamiji, Swamiji Maharaj wrote me letter that I am coming to Palampur and yesterday